Entertainment, 1991. Interactive Magazines, The Next Publishing Revolution, with moderator Eileen Newmark.
Okay, we have one last speaker, Jamie Levy. Jamie Levy makes electronic disc magazines. She programs the magazines in HyperCard and MicroMind Director on the Mac, and the magazines feature animation, sounds, games, and take a critical look at technology issues and trends for the 90s. Her background is in film and video, and she says she moved over to computer arts because it didn't require social skills. So let's see what Jamie has for us.
Hi. My stuff's kind of different than these guys because my stuff fits on a disc, like this. These discs only cost 39 cents. They cost only nothing for me to copy them onto a disc. I do it on my own machine. And I sell them through the mail in an envelope like this. And I put on a stamp that's like 50 cent stamp. People read about me in magazines that have these reviews of me. And I've been in High Performance, different magazines. And sometimes they give the correct address, and I get these checks in the mail for $5 from all over the country saying, I'm really interested in your work, please send me a disc. I get letters from lots of school teachers and people with PhDs who are trying to show their students what HyperCard and Director is about. 2 days ago, I got something from Maui. There's some guy there with a PhD teaching animation. And so I wrote him back and saying, God, is there any teaching positions in Maui? But he said, yeah. But I don't surf and I'm not going there. So anyway, I'll be demonstrating my stuff out there later if you want to get a closer look, and I'll show you what it looks like. It's a bit more crass than verbum, but it does fit on a disc, and if you don't like it, you can just, you know, tape over it, change the sticker, and, you know, it's recyclable. Do I take this? Save it. This is CyberAg 1. It was the first one I did. It was started out as a master thesis at NYU when I was getting a graduate degree there in interactive telecommunications. It opens up with a director animation, but it's programmed in HyperCard. Okay, this is the interface, the table of contents. There's three flashing buttons here, graphics, words, and games. It's up there, right, John? Okay, cool. The reason it's in black and white is HyperCard, first of all, was only black and white when I started programming in it, and also I want it to run on any machine. This will run on a Classic and on a Mac 2, and that's important that anybody can run these. And I keep the interfaces really simple. I call it kind of bonehead interface design, so anybody could use it. I have little hidden sounds in here, such as the face when you go over it, that cause it to do funny things with sounds. I sample mostly industrial noise and rap bands, because that's what I like. I have an art page here that has just different pictures. This is called cyber porn. Dancing morphs. This was designed by a teacher of mine at NYU who works with fractals. It just shows visual sound. This is importing a director MacroMind animation. And then it quietly goes back into HyperCard again. More pictures. You can escape art, go into words. I keep things real short because people generally don't like to read on the screen. This is pretty much about why I made a disc magazine. There's not too many of them out there. That's why I kind of like doing it, because it's relatively new and people can't say I suck or I'm great because I'm like the only one that does it.
Right.
Here I took something that was from some, you know, kid just sent me this letter about hackers, and I just taped it in there, and other people send me full-fledged animations or sounds or, you know, games, and I just put it right into my magazine. Here's a game that I took out of a magazine, but it was a regular magazine, but I made it into a game. It was a Steve Jobs quiz. Quiz me. You know, as Jobs' first money-making co-venture with Steve Wozniak, they sold A, Shakely Vitamins, Earth Shoes, Grateful Dead t-shirts, telephone, blue boxes. Correct. And you can go through it like that. Go through all the questions. These are just real rough hypercard games. Noriega tag. I like to have something that kind of reminds you of the time when you're in it. Noriega was running around during the time I was programming this. So here's a game. You click Noriega while it runs around. Panama. Another stupid game I have is called Screwdriver. We have a drink, you know. This is actually the first HyperCard game I programmed. I got a C+ on it. Are you leaving? Yes. And then I had to have a part in the game where I use the on idle part of the script. So I have the now you must take the sobriety quiz, and people at clubs love this because they're always drinking heavily. They click, oh, duh, and then they click that, and it gives you your reaction time. So this was CyberAg 1, and there's credits. As I said before, these do run right off of a disk, so I have to keep the animations short and the sound short. I'm going to open up CyberAg 3 now, which I programmed in MicroMind Director. And maybe you, those who know the difference between HyperCard and Director will notice, you know, that the interface is a bit smoother, but I ran into a lot more problems with Director over HyperCard. Okay, let's go over to Poems. Here I also have a cyber menu. Ah. So now it's going to load up a different film. I had to break it down into short pieces in case someone didn't have very much RAM. Desert Poems. Hussein Asylum. Looking at something, or if you can't read that fast, I have a pause button. Take it off, or we could go back to the table of contents if I am so bold to interrupt it there. I have an editorial here that's about interface design.
Hi.
I have a help screen. If there's people who don't understand it, this explains pretty much the pull-down menu and the different buttons. But I find that most people, I do a lot of installation work at clubs. Most people are able to understand it. You can turn the sound off and on and so forth. And then I always have a review section. And the review section is the part I take the most seriously because I go to lots of trade shows such as this and I cover them with my perspective and I'm a bit more critical than most of the things you read in MacWorld or something like that. Cyber Arts, which is coming up and everyone should go next month, is a show about multimedia that's hopefully going to be a yearly thing. And usually for each trade show, I have on the left side, you know, when it is, the price, how I got in for free, the cool things, the lame things, stuff like that, the relevant information. And if you want to know more details about it, you can read on the right side. So if you just want to, like, breeze through, you have that option. And if you don't, you can, you know, go through it slowly. I think if you want to look at everything in each issue, it takes about 20 minutes, which is about how much time someone usually spends with a magazine, I think. I guess it depends how, you know, how much patience you have. I'll go back to the table and let's see. I'll show you another piece. That's if we go to quit here. This gives the credits of the people that I worked with and the musical credits. I find, since I did this third issue, CyberRagon Director, I've had a lot of problems with Macromine Director. When some people open it up on a Plus or an SE, it's in the right bottom-hand corner, or it doesn't run correctly, or it doesn't find a macro, and now I'm thinking of going back to HyperCard because I never had any problems in HyperCard. I'm going to show you one more piece that is not a magazine. It's just a short piece that is the direction I'm going to be going with, which is in color. It's something that I hope one day could be in, like, an art gallery or a museum when they're ready to, like, have expensive Macintoshes and show computer art. But this piece is called Threat Man, and it was done in Macromine Director, and it always works. And let's find it. Art Projects? Threat Man. There it is. And this piece is just one painting, because that's about how much I can fit on a disc, maybe two. But it's taking that painting and making it more dynamic by color cycling through it. I always have a help button. This sort of explains it. Threat Man's an interactive animation featuring color cycling. You double-click on the icons to below the painting to control. Each icon triggers a different color palette. The cycling creates illusions of movement, turning a static painting into a more dynamic visual effect. A lot of people compare this to sort of LSD. I wouldn't know. So you click on one of the icons, and it changes it to a different palette. This is a pastel palette. The music's progressed to the next measure in the actual CD, on the actual CD I sampled. This looks really great at night, like in a club when people are like running around and stuff like that. This works much better than something black and white like CyberRag. Oh, back. And that's an experimentation with color cycling. Anyway, well, I don't know. I don't know how many artists there are speaking at these seminars, so I feel fairly lonely, but I like working in this media because there are not too many people experimenting it, and I think there's a lot of room for creativity. I like having all my work fit on a disc because when I apply for a job, I can just send it through the mail. But anyway, that's why I do my work, and I really like it, and I hope other people like it too.